Dear young demigod, if you're listening to this book, I can only apologize. Your life is about to get much more dangerous. By now, you have probably realized that you are not mortal. This book is meant to serve as an inside look at the world of demigods that no regular human child would be allowed to see. As senior scribe of Camp Half-Blood, I hope the top secret information within will give you some tips and insights that may keep you alive in your training. The Demigod Files contain three of Percy Jackson's most dangerous adventures, never before published. You will learn how he encountered the immortal and terrible Sons of Ares. You will find out the truth about the Bronze Dragon, long considered only a legend of Camp Half-Blood. And you will discover how Hades gained a new secret weapon, and how Percy was forced to play an unwitting part in its creation. These stories are not meant to terrify you, but it is important you realize just how perilous the life of a hero can be. Chiron has also given me clearance to share confidential interviews with some of our most important campers, including Percy Jackson, Annabeth Chase, and Grover Underwood. Please keep in mind that these interviews were given in the strictest confidence. Share this information with any non-demigod, and you may find Clarice coming after you with her electric spear. Believe me, you do not want that. Study this information well, for your own adventures have only just begun. May the gods be with you, young demigod. Yours truly, Rick Riordan, Senior Scribe, Camp Half-Blood.
Percy Jackson and the Stolen Chariot. I was in fifth period science class when I heard these noises outside.
Squawk! Ow! Screech! Hiya!
Like somebody was getting attacked by possessed poultry. And believe me, that's a situation I've been in before. Nobody else seemed to notice the commotion. We were doing a lab, so everybody was talking, and it wasn't hard for me to go look out the window while I pretended to wash out my beaker. Sure enough, there was a girl in the alley with her sword drawn. She was tall and muscular, like a basketball player, with stringy brown hair and jeans and combat boots and a denim jacket. She was hacking at a flock of blackbirds the size of ravens. Feathers stuck out of her clothes in several places. A cut was bleeding over her left eye. As I watched, one of the birds shot a feather like an arrow, and it lodged in her shoulder. She cursed and sliced at the bird, but it flew away. Unfortunately, I recognized the girl. It was Clarice, my old enemy from Demigod Camp. Clarice usually lived at Camp Half-Blood year-round. I had no idea what she was doing on the Upper East Side in the middle of a school day, but she was obviously in trouble. She wouldn't last much longer. I did the only thing I could.
Mrs. White, I said, can I go to the restroom? I feel like I'm going to puke.
You know how teachers tell you the magic word is please? That's not true. The magic word is puke. It will get you out of class faster than anything else.
Go,
Mrs. White said. I ran out the door, stripping off my safety goggles and gloves and lab apron. I got out my best weapon, a ballpoint pen called Riptide. Nobody stopped me in the halls. I exited by the gym. I got to the alley just in time to see Clarice smack a devil bird with the flat of her sword like she was hitting a home run. The bird squawked and spiraled away, slamming against the brick wall and sliding into a trash can. That still left a dozen more swarming around her.
Clarice! I yelled.
She glared at me in disbelief.
Percy? What are you doing?
She was cut short by a volley of feather arrows that zipped over her head and impaled themselves in the wall.
This is my school, I told her.
Just my luck, Clarice grumbled, but she was too busy fighting to complain much. I uncapped my pen, which grew into a 3-foot-long bronze sword, and joined the battle, slashing at the birds and deflecting their feathers off my blade. Together, Clarice and I sliced and hacked until all the birds were reduced to piles of feathers on the ground. We were both breathing hard. I had a few scratches, but nothing major. I pulled a feather arrow out of my arm.